Welcome to episode 240 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we conclude our study of the book of 2 Corinthians, written by the Apostle Paul to a church that he founded in the city of Corinth. Paul writes 2 Corinthians at a vulnerable time in his life. He has learned that the church at Corinth is struggling, and he seeks to take action to preserve the unity of that local body of believers. The letter is riddled with personal comments as Paul reveals details about the persecution he has suffered for the sake of Christ, as well as about a mysterious thorn in the flesh that keeps him humble and reliant on God. The church at Corinth had recently been struggling with divisions and quarrels. But for a majority of the believers, the problem has been solved by the time Paul writes 2 Corinthians. Many had repented of their sinful ways and had come back into unity with one another and with the leadership of Paul. However, Paul still feels the need to articulate a defense of his apostleship and his message. Some in the church have apparently taken his meekness among them to be a sign of moral weakness or lack of authority. They go so far as to accuse him of being fickle, proud, unimpressive in appearance, ouch, and unqualified as an apostle. This criticism comes from people whose church he himself established. These accusations lead Paul to defend himself by arguing that he has no less credibility or authority than the other apostles, that he has deep knowledge of the Christian faith, that he has suffered profound physical punishment in the name of Christ, and that he has received visions and revelations from God. He calls himself a fool for having to reluctantly boast of his qualifications and his suffering for Christ. This letter offers a great deal of personal insight into Paul's life that is not present in any other New Testament book. However, in chapters 8 and 9, his letter also clearly reveals God's plan for his people to give to others. Paul first focuses on the generous example of the Macedonian churches, largely Gentile, who give to their Jewish Christian brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. Then he exhorts the Christian believers to make donations of their own to the work in Jerusalem. Several realities about Christian giving become clear in these two chapters. Christians give generously, according to, and at times beyond their financial abilities. Christians give their money across racial and national lines. Christians who make commitments to give should follow through with those promises, and Christians should give cheerfully rather than under compulsion. In 2 Corinthians 3 verses 1 to 3, Paul pens these words, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart." Epistles of commendation were common and necessary in the early church. A false prophet or apostle could travel from city to city and easily say, "Paul sent me, so you should support me." To help guard against problems like this, letters of recommendation are often sent with Christians as they travel. Paul himself sends such letters on many occasions. Now Paul describes the letter of recommendation written on his behalf. It isn't written on paper. Paul says a letter is written in our hearts, and it is known and read by all men. There is nothing wrong with a letter of commendation written on paper, but how much better to have a living letter of commendation? The Christians at Corinth, along with groups of Christians wherever Paul has worked, are Paul's living letter to validate his ministry. Paul suggests that he is a living epistle, and Corinthians who have committed themselves to Christ, those who have attended to his teachings, are themselves epistles. To be a living epistle means you are a living, breathing, walking letter of God's goodness, glory, and grace. In addition to worshiping the Lord and loving others, your life and business should bear witness that Christ is real and the Holy Spirit dwells within you daily. When strangers come in contact with you and engage in business with you, your desire should be that they experience the presence of God in a way that's very real to them. What evidence is there from your life that you belong to Christ? At one point, Paul asks the Corinthians to reflect on whether they are actually Christians. Paul sees a close tie between the Corinthians' acceptance of his apostleship and the genuineness of their faith. To reject Paul and his proclamation is to reject Christ himself, since Paul's message, ministry, and manner of life are one. This explains why 2 Corinthians is the most personal of all of Paul's letters, filled with deep emotion. God brings about salvation through the weakness of Christ's crucifixion, in fulfillment of Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, among other texts. Christians, in turn, are to find strength in Christ and not in themselves. Paul's letter points out a summary of the history of salvation. He also seeks to strengthen the faithful majority and the purity of the church, to complete the collection for the poor as an expression for their repentance, and to offer the rebellious minority a chance to repent.
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses. For Christ's sake, for Christ's sake. When I am
The last chapter of 2 Corinthians contains Paul's exhortation to the church members to examine themselves to see whether what they profess is reality, and ends with a benediction of love and peace. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Father, may we be living epistles. May others encounter and experience you by simply being around us, doing business with us, or having any other contact with us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.